Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Joining me this morning, talking about the YO Rodeo, is Nick Siddle. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
And how's everything going today?
You know, looks like a beautiful day, and looks like we're going to have a good week upcoming for the weather.
Absolutely. So. And this week and next week, from what they're showing us so far, it looks pretty decent.
Yeah, we're sure hopeful to have good weather through the next week, for sure.
Absolutely. And things get started next week. There's a few things that are happening. Well, actually, this weekend, you've got the reining horse clinics, and then Monday, rodeo royalty stuff gets started, and then Tuesday with the boot kickoff, which really gets the week underway.
Yeah, you know, we make a full week of it. That's our goal as a rodeo board, is to try and have a full week of activities for people to bring them to Sheridan and help promote Sheridan and the economy. And so, yeah, we actually get started with our rodeo royalty stuff on Monday. The royalty pageant's at the fairgrounds, and the horsemanship is at 6 o'clock that evening, which a lot of people love to come out and watch. And then Tuesday, all day long at the fairgrounds, we'll have single steer roping slack. If you're interested in roping, that'll be all day long Tuesday at the fairgrounds, followed by the boot kickoff Tuesday evening. And we've moved the boot kickoff to Whitney Commons Park. If you've been out on Lauk Street in Sheridan, there's a lot of construction going on. It will be open during rodeo, but Whitney Commons is a more open area and a new venue, and we think it'll be a lot of fun there.
So don't show up to Kendrick Park, because it won't be happening there.
If you show up to Kendrick Park, you can just go ahead and park and walk on down over the bridge into Whitney Commons. They're pretty well connected. But, yeah, it's going to be across the creek there in the Whitney Commons Park.
And then, of course, after the boot kickoff festivities is a street after party.
Yeah, down at Blacktooth Brewery, and we'll have some transportation to get you down there. Blacktooth has kind of partnered up with us to put on a fun party out in the street, a street dance, after the boot kickoff, to kind of really get rodeo week started.
And then as you roll into Wednesday, you've got some more rodeo slack going on starting in the morning. You've got the carnival opens up, and then Wednesday night is the first night of rodeo action.
First night of rodeo starts Wednesday, and that's really a good night to get out. There's still lots of tickets available for Wednesday if you're a middle-of-the-week person and have the opportunity to come. There's a lot of tickets still available, and every night of our rodeo has the potential to be the best night. People always ask me, what's the best night of the rodeo? You just never know what night's going to be the one every year. And it could just as well be Wednesday as it could be Friday or Saturday. So, you know, obviously we'd like you to come every night, but if you're just looking for one night, Wednesday might be a really good option for you.
I was going to say, while we're talking about tickets, are there days that are sold out already?
Well, right now we're very close to being sold out for Friday and Saturday. We're not completely sold out yet, but we're very close on both of those days, and the tickets are a little hard to find, especially if you're looking for a large group of them for Friday and Saturday. There'll still be a few available right up until rodeo time, but Wednesday and Thursday, we still have really good ticket availability.
And those are nice days to go. I enjoy it because it's not quite as crowded as it is Friday and Saturday.
Well, that's right. And, you know, even it doesn't run that late. We're usually done with the rodeo by 10 o'clock. And so there's still plenty of, it's still very family oriented, and you can stay for the whole thing. And still, if you need to get up and go to work the next day, you can still do that. We try and run it quickly and keep it action packed and so that we can get out of there.
You know, I have to say, a few years ago, about, I guess it was 4 years ago now, when I moved out here and I went to my first Sheridan YO Rodeo, I was introduced to the Indian Relay races, and those have literally become one of my favorite sporting events to watch.
You know, it's amazing how much popularity we have in the Indian Relay races. It really sets our rodeo apart from other rodeos because we're one of the few that has anything of that, and we do have the world's championship of the Indian Relay races. And yeah, it's an action-packed event, starts the rodeo off every night, and it's really funny because most rodeo cowboys go to so many rodeos that they're just do their thing and get out of there, and they're just all clamoring for a spot to watch the Indian Relay races. It's almost comical watching those cowboys jockey for a place to watch, because it's just a spectacle that you don't see very often anywhere else.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, that's for sure. And so Wednesday night is kids' night. Thursday night is pink night. Well, what do those mean?
Well, kids' night Wednesday, Kids age 12 and under get in for $7, and so it's a family night where we just try and encourage the whole families to come out and get involved in it. Come out, eat, have a picnic, get involved. And then Pink Night is, it's a PRCA promotion for cancer awareness, and we're very solidly behind cancer awareness, and so wear pink in support of cancer awareness on Thursday if you're coming to the rodeo Thursday, and just support the whole cancer benefit part of the rodeo.
And some more fun things get introduced as we roll in towards the weekend on Friday. Things will get started with a pancake breakfast. Then you've got the Bighorn bed races, which are always fun to watch. The duck races, the parade, all of that is going on Friday.
You know, Friday's probably the most action-packed day of the year in Sheridan, Wyoming. It starts with the breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning downtown, and goes on through the – there's a – road race, the Sneakers and Spurs Rodeo Run. And like you say, we have the bed races in downtown Sheridan. We talk about Indian Relay being unique, but I've never been anywhere else where they have bed races either.
Me neither.
And there's a lot of people spend a lot of time engineering their beds and do some serious training, and there's some really good track athletes that run in that bed race. And then, of course, we have a parade in Sheridan that's kind of second to none. It's a long, very well orchestrated parade, runs all the way down Main Street and then all the way back over and up the side street, and it's a really great parade starting there at 10 o'clock Friday morning.
Yep, and then one thing you have this year is a powwow after the parade that's going on at the Sheridan Inn.
Yes, we have the First Peoples Native American powwow, and it's been going on for years in Sheridan, and it's typically been a three-day event, and this year we've just tried to make it more spectacular but get it all on one day, so it'll be Friday after the parade. We're hoping to start it right around noon after the parade's over, and it'll be on the lawn at the Sheridan Inn. We will also have some food vendors down there, too, so you can come down after the parade, have yourself a little lunch, and watch a couple hours of Native American powwow, and I'll tell you that the costuming and the Native American traditions are just spectacular if you go down there and watch that. And it's everything from little kids that can barely walk to the very elders of the tribe. And it's really exciting to have all the Crow Nation down there for that.
At 1 o'clock, it's the duck race. Now, for someone who maybe hasn't seen this before, what is the duck race?
Well, you can buy a duck for the duck race from the Sheridan Kiwanis, and they dump the ducks in at the bridge, and then they catch them at the next bridge.
Now, these are toy ducks.
These are toy ducks, you know, like your rubber ducky that you played with in the bathtub. And they dump them in, and there's a number on the bottom, and if your duck wins, then you win a bundle of money.
That's awesome. And then also the carnival continues this day, and what can people find at the carnival?
You know, it's really interesting that the carnival brings – almost, we have a lot of people that come just for the rodeo and a lot of people that come just for the carnival. And we have a really big, very nice carnival that comes in, and there's all kinds of rides for everything from the little kids to the pretty scary ones for the adults. And plus, the carnival brings a different bunch of food venues up to the fairgrounds. And when you do come to the carnival, you still have access to all of our food vendors underneath the bleachers as well. You can darn sure get a fine meal up there during rodeo as well.
Absolutely. And Friday night then, following the rodeo, is the street dance downtown. And the street dance usually packs the people in.
Oh, you know, they block off all of Main Street and have a band on each end of the street. And it's really supported locally by our downtown people, the Downtown Sheridan Association, all of the merchants downtown. And yeah, it's a big spectacle. It's a big community event from kids to, once again, to the elders down there enjoying the music and dancing and having a really good time downtown.
And as things start winding down, as you get into that weekend, then on Saturday, you've got the coronation of the Wyo Rodeo royalty and the final night of the rodeo.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, the final night of the rodeo is a lot of excitement because we're seeing, by then we're knowing what we're shooting at and what the times are and what the scores are to see where we're at. And after we get that royalty coronated, well, also we have the actual world champion Indian relay race that night, crown the world champions in the Indian relay race. And this is our 88th year, and we're really excited about rolling through that. And Saturday night is kind of a culmination of the rodeo itself.
And so when you say crowning the world championship for the Indian relay races, then it's not just the championship of that week. This sounds like something that, that scores are accumulated throughout like a season.
Well, our event is actually known as the World Championships, and it's determined during our event. There's no culminating points leading up to our event, but the teams that come to our event are the leaders and are the very best teams out there. And so it's accumulation of points for the week, getting down to where those final five teams that are in the World Championship race, and then in that race, it's winner take all.
Yeah.
One race for the world's championship.
That's exciting when you put it all on the line.
That's
for
right.
One go.
That's right. And there's a lot of money on the line and a lot of pride on the line in
Absolutely.
That deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then on Sunday, a couple things left over, including if people want to see some polo, they can go out to the Equestrian Center.
You bet. We have a tailgate party out at the Equestrian Center at 1 o'clock on Sunday. We have the Wyo Rodeo Cup and the Eaton's Cup, two polo games out there. And if you've never watched polo, it's a great event. And you just come out, bring your lawn chairs, set up right on the edge of the field. I mean, it goes right by you at a rapid rate of speed. And you could even get hit with the polo ball if you're close enough.
All right.
You know, it's an exciting sport. If you've never seen it, the horsemanship and the speed that game goes is fantastic.
You know, I've never watched polo, but I have been out there for state soccer tournaments, and the backdrop at the Equestrian Center is, you can't beat that. It's gorgeous.
You know, you've got 60 acres of manicured lawn right up into the foothills of the Bighorn, right up into the tall mountains, and it's probably the most spectacular sporting venue in America, I would guess.
Absolutely. And if people want to get tickets for any of these nights, and as you mentioned, Wednesday, Thursday, still some really good seats left, how do they go about that?
There's two different ways you can get tickets. You can either go to our website at SheridanYORodeo.com, or you can go to the Wyo Theater or call the Wyo Theater in downtown Sheridan. They're open at noon every day. And you can go down there and actually take a look at the chart and pick your seats right there while you're at the Wyo.
Oh, very cool. All right. And anything else you want to chime in with before we kind of wrap things up here this morning?
You know, I'd just like to say that it's very much in our mind, it's an event for the community. It brings a lot of people to the community. And we'd just like to see everybody at least get involved in some part of our celebration during that week. And we're really excited about the upcoming week.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are excited about it. This is Community Speaks. It's brought to you by The Prescription Shop. I'm talking with Nick Siddle about the Wyo Rodeo in Sheridan coming up next week. Nick, thank you so much for taking the time.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Once again, Community Speaks, brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo.